All right, so we decided to do something a little... Hi, everybody.
Hi.
We decided to do something a little bit different this week. If you listened last week, you know that Anthony and I got into a little fucking argument about our Patreon. I closed it, and I forgot to tell my co-host.
I don't think forgot is the right word.
Avoided.
There you go.
So... What we're going to do is we're going to pull all of our Patreon content and play it in this episode. And what that was 1 half-hour episode.
You're making us sound so lame.
So what this is there was a time in my life that I had, I got pretty close to offing myself, and what this is the story of that, as told as humorously as possible, I guess.
Humorous, not humorless.
Humorously. It's told funnily.
Funnily.
Before we play that, I want to remind you that you can go to our website, whosrightpodcast.com, find all of our shit there. Go to don'tbuythisstuff.com and... buy all of our shit there. Thank you to Songbird Wren.
Songbird Wren.
No, I know, but it's like, what do I keep calling her?
I don't remember.
Anyway.
I'm sure it's not something nice.
No, I'm not mean to her. You're making me sound like a prick.
Nope. I want to tell everybody to call the voicemail line. That's my thing. I want everybody to call the fucking voicemail line, but I don't have it pulled up. Do you know the number?
508-974-555.
I don't fucking remember.
All right. Anyway, enough of that shit. So here we're going to play an intro from Sweet Songbird, or Songbird Wren. So her name on Twitter is Sweet Songbird, but then her handle is Songbird Wren. So I don't know which one to fucking call her.
Bird. Just call her Bird.
So this is an intro into the time that I was going to commit suicide, as told by one of the sexiest voices you will ever hear. So if you're going to masturbate during this episode, please.
God.
What?
Nothing. I wonder if there anybody is gonna do that.
What if they do it, but they're not? What if they're doing it to my voice, talking about me hanging from the rafters?
Yeah, they cut her out. mute my track, and they're just like, yeah. Huh.
All right, so here you go.
Hey, folks, it's Wren. You know how Doug and Anthony love to be silly, and you're learning how I love to be sexy, right? We love to entertain you, but at the end of the day, we're real people with real problems. Sometimes the problems just get to be too much, right? If you're facing a mountain, just remember that somebody out there loves you. And if you need a reminder, reach out. Call a friend, a family member, a hotline. Just get the help you need. We want you around to listen to more of our silly shenanigans. Keep calm and hang in there.
All right, everybody. Welcome to our first official Patreon-only episode. As you heard last week, or whatever the fuck you heard it, if you heard it, we touched a little bit on when I was going to commit suicide, so we figured that'd be a good jumping-off point.
There was so much in that sentence.
I probably should have had a comma in there or something.
Yeah, something. Oh shit. Alright.
Alright, so where do you wanna begin?
At the beginning, at the very how old were you when all this was going on?
It was 2009, very beginning of 2009. So what year is it now?
Oh, 2017.
17 minus 9 is what, like 14 or something?
6. 17 minus 9 is 9, 10, 7, 8, 9. Anyways, so it was about 2009.
Yeah, it was about 10 years ago or so.
All right.
So me and my wife were having a bunch of problems, and for some reason, I thought it would be a good idea to start getting back into drugs and shit.
Sorry. If I'm laughing, I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing with you. So don't. I don't want to keep apologizing the whole time here.
Yeah, please don't, because don't. I mean, the whole point of the show is to be funny. So. and this point in my life, it was a lot of bad events, but looking back, there's a lot of funny things that happened during that time, and that's what I'm sharing.
Right.
You know, it's not just going to be me sitting here crying about, you know, wanting to end my life.
Can it be, though? Because... All right, I should apologize for that one.
All right, if you apologize again, I'm done.
All right.
So... I'm trying to think back here. You know, you'd think I would have made like a little timeline or something to write all this shit down, but
yeah, that's not depressing at all.
All right, so I'll just fast forward to that night. So I had gotten my hands on some Adderall, and that's like a poor man's cocaine if you snort it, which is what I was doing. So,
oh my God,
me and my wife had went to a bar that night, and I had disappeared off into the bathroom. And my wife is completely anti-drug, you know. She just, she fucking despises it. She hates when I haven't done it since then. But it always led to a fight or whatever, you know. So I don't know if you know anything about what Adderall is like. But
I know a friend that does it, whatever.
And same thing, is he taking them like just orally or was he snorting it?
As far as I know, he was just taking them orally. He wasn't snorting it, as far as I know.
So, all right, so the ones that I had, I don't know if they were all the same or what, I don't know shit about them, but if you break open the capsule, it's a bunch of little blue balls, and you're supposed to smash them up.
Okay.
But I was fucking drunker than shit.
Oh,
so,
God.
So I dumped all these little balls into a piece of paper and then folded it into a V, and then just kind of held it up to my nose and then just let them roll in, right?
So God.
I walk out of the bathroom, and every time I breathe, you know, I exhale out of my nose, and little BBs come shooting out everywhere.
Oh, fuck, that's horrible.
So anyway, it turns into a big fucking argument, whatever, and I end up back at home, and my wife has just had enough of me, so she skates out. She says she's going out, and she doesn't want me going with her.
Yeah.
So I decided I was going to drink all the beer that I had in the house, because that would show her.
Because that would show her. All right.
So I had probably, I would say, maybe 10 of those pills, and I broke them all open at the kitchen table, and I made a big pile, like a,
oh my God,
like a shitty Scarface.
That's what I was just thinking, like Scarface, right?
So I did everything you would possibly think that somebody who is feeling sorry for themselves would do. You know, you start sending, when you're drunk, you start sending out a bunch of tweets, texts, posting benign shit on Facebook, just anything that, like, seeking attention or whatever.
Yeah.
And I ended up, I know for certain that I drank the 30 pack of beer that I had, and then another 6 to 7 after that, because I had I'd got another 12 pack and I didn't quite finish it. But
so Jesus Christ, man.
I wake up in the morning and I was covered in piss. I'd pissed myself.
Oh boy.
And all my wife's clothes, my daughter's clothes, everything was gone. And it was like probably 3 o'clock in the afternoon when I woke up. So I'm like just in this fucking stupor trying to figure out what the fuck happened, because I remember sitting at the kitchen table and then I wake up and everything's fucking gone. Well, come to find out, well, no, I'm gonna jump ahead. I don't want to jump ahead. So I'm just kind of like walking around in the fucking stupor or whatever, and I'm sitting here and rubbing my nose, and every time I rub my nose there's this fucking paste, and it's like a blue paste.
Like toothpaste coming out of your nose?
That's almost what it was like. Was like toothpaste with some round balls in it. But I mean, it was packed. So I called my wife like 30 fucking times, and she finally answers, and she just picks up the phone and says, "Don't call me no more. I'm done with you." And I'm like, "Wow, whoa, whoa, what did I do?" She's like, "You son of a bitch." And come to find out that she had come home and I was passed out at the kitchen table and I started yelling and screaming at her. I don't for the life of me remember any of it.
Yeah.
But she didn't want our daughter growing up in that atmosphere, so she took my daughter and left. Yeah. So I don't remember if I honestly don't remember if it was that day or the very next day because it's all fucking blurry.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it was still that day. So that would have been a Sunday. So I wake up and get moving around, and I decide, you know, because my wife left me, I'm never going to see my daughter again, and I'm still drunk. I go to the gas station and buy a 24-pack of beer, a couple things, a pack of cigarettes, and my goal then is to come back to the house, and I'm going to hang myself. And because in my mind, I was never going to see my daughter again. My wife had left me. My son was gone. What's the point? You know, whatever. Yeah. So I get home. I put the beer in the fridge, and I just break down and start crying. I mean, like, just all out bawling. So I decide I'm going to go to I always want to call it the Susan B. Anthony Center, but it's the Robert Young Center.
Awesome. Yeah, yeah. All right.
So it's like the mental institution there in the Quad Cities. So I call down there and there's no answer. So then I go to the hospital and
there's no answer.
No, because it was on a Sunday.
Oh, yeah. Cause people don't break down on Sundays.
What the fuck? So hold on. It gets better. This all ties into that. So I pull into the hospital and I go into the emergency room and there's nobody behind the desk there at the emergency room. So I just start walking through the hallways.
Oh, Jesus.
And it's like with every step, it's just like I'm getting like closer and closer and closer to having a complete mental breakdown.
Yeah.
So finally, this poor fucker, first person wearing a white coat comes up and says, "Hey, can I help you with something?" And it's just like, "I want to hurt myself." He's like, "All right, come with me." So.
Oh, my God.
They put me in this room and then they had me start filling out paperwork and make sure I got insurance.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Fucked up.
So during this whole thing, I'm still rubbing my nose and pulling out fucking toothpaste. I mean, you know, it's... So I sat in that room by myself for like 45 minutes or whatever. And then... because they didn't have anybody there. They had to call somebody in to come talk to me.
Yeah.
So while I was sitting there waiting for the person to come in, I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna go outside and have a cigarette. And at this point, I didn't give a fuck. I mean, about anything. Yeah. I just didn't care, you know.
Yeah.
So I go to start walking outside, and the poor little fucking security guard, you know, he's probably 5'3", maybe 140 pounds. He's like, "Excuse me, you can't go outside." I said, I'm gonna.
I'm gonna. What are you gonna do?
He's like, "Well, I can't allow you to go outside." I said, "You can go out there with me or you can go out there on top of me, but either way, we're both going outside." So I went out there and smoked a cigarette. And then by that time, the doctor would see me or whatever, and then I had to go sit in a room and sign a bunch of papers, basically relinquishing my right to own a firearm and all that shit.
Jesus Christ.
And give them my shoestrings and all my belt.
And after then, you've been in this room for 45 minutes by yourself?
Yeah.
All right. Just making sure I got the timeline right.
So then I end up... inside, locked in the nut hut there, and I think, again, this is all fuzzy. I believe I was just mandatory 72-hour watch.
Okay.
Anytime you threaten to kill yourself or whatever, they put you on watch.
Yep.
And I just let it all out, man. You know, they're asking me, "So what's going on?" And I'm like, "My wife left me, and I don't see the point in living without my wife and my family, and
yeah.
I was having all these fucking fucked up, not visions, but like I told the doctor, I said, I can see myself taking a screwdriver and shove it into somebody's throat. I want to hurt somebody. I know I'm going to hurt somebody. I can't be around people.
Yeah.
And over the course of the next 3 days for that 72 hours when I was in that fucking nut hut, I told him the same thing every time. I want to hurt somebody. I just want to hurt somebody. And then at the end of the 72 hours, he's like, well, I think you're good to go. Here's a prescription for it. That was the therapy, me telling him I was going to kill somebody and him at the end of it saying, we think you're okay.
that was the whole thing.
Yeah, there was no like super secret anything, you know. I knew when I went in there that I wanted to hurt somebody and or myself. Yeah. And by the time I got out of there, it was like, you know, I'm just going through a bad time, man. I'm not gonna kill myself. I know I don't want to be in here anymore. This ain't doing me no fucking good.
Yeah.
Fucking walk out into the day room there, and there's the proverbial or whatever, the hot chick with bandages on her wrist, you know, sitting there with runny mascara, like all sexy like.
Got so much to live for.
But yeah.
So then what, everything just came back slowly? Or I mean, how?
No, I ended up, they put me on some pretty strong antidepressants.
Okay.
So, you know, I was living on my own for the first time in, what, 10, 15 years, as long as I was with my wife.
Yeah.
So I was just, and I was laid off from work at the same time. So I was basically just moping around the house, you know. Every once in a while, I'd leave to go to the grocery store and get corn dogs and Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Jeez.
And then they had me on these pills. Fuck, I wish I could remember the name of them. But what they did is, like, my dick quit working completely. I couldn't jerk off, nothing. It just it was just like a piece of taffy between my legs. And and then I kept seeing these like shadow figures, like hallucinations, like right on my peripheral vision. I would see somebody walk into the room and I'd look and there'd be nobody there. And it was happening all the time.
Really?
So the last day that I was taking them pills, I was up in our dining room taking the garbage out of the garbage can, and I was right in front of a sliding glass window that went out onto a deck.
Yeah.
And I looked down to grab the garbage bag, and when I lifted it up, I seen this big fucking shadow monster coming, getting ready to rush me through the sliding glass door.
Holy and fuck.
I mean, I like, ah, like, you know, I jumped back and everything.
Wow.
And I'm like, fuck that, I'm done, man, I'm done with the pills. And
holy fuck.
I ended up seeing a psychiatrist after that for about 6 months and kind of worked. That's where I really did the work, as they say, you know.
Yeah.
Figuring out why my brain works the way it does. And I was just talking to Dave, the producer, about that. Is I get laser focused on something. And
yeah,
that's what makes me so good at my job. But it's what makes me such a shitty person to be around.
I think... I don't know how to say this without being somewhat offensive, I suppose. I think the reason that we work well together, I guess, or are friends, I think that we're both fairly broken people, right? I just think I think that you're just way more open about it than I am.
Well, I think that everybody is broken. But
there's broken and there's broken and like broken and then beyond repair broken, you know?
Yeah, so I'm not broken like I'm going to go skin a cat.
Yeah, me neither. No, not like that. That's not what I'm talking about. It's just a lot of people have never had like what you just described. Like, they don't live through that. Their lives were, I grew up, went to school and got a job and now I work. You know, I mean, they don't have those experiences, you know? So that it's, if you don't have those experiences, it's super hard to relate.
Yeah, I suppose. I look at it that I think that most people have experiences similar to that. Maybe not the fucking Adderall and the family leaving and the piss in the bed. And
so what else is there?
Hitting on somebody that's got fucking blood still dripping out of their wrists.
That happens to everybody. Don't worry about it.
You know the funny part about that. I can. That's very clear to me. That girl sitting on the couch. So I walked in and everybody's just walking around like zombies. You know, whether it be from depression or drugs or whatever. But it's not a place that makes you better. It's a place that makes sure you don't kill yourself in the time that they're in your care, and then they kick you back out in the street. But
God, that's so fucked up.
Oh, it is. Yeah. So there's somebody that we both know that has a kid going through that right now. And I had a very open and honest conversation with him. That's probably why it was such on the top of my mind when we talked last. But and that's exactly what I told him, is that those places aren't to help. Your kid's not going to be any better for going in or whatever. All it is it gives you a couple nights where you don't have to worry about him sucking on the business end of a shotgun. That's all it is.
Yep. So the same buddy that I told you takes the Adderall or whatever, he was in Robert Young, and his experience there, almost identical to yours. He said, I met the hottest chick ever, but she was so fucked up, and I was there for like 3 days, and first of all, he said it made me feel like I'm like the sanest person there is, because these people are completely fucked.
Yeah, that's exactly how I felt.
Yeah, and it's just sad, man. I mean, if you've got problems, but not problems to the point where you're like, you know, ready to kill yourself right this second, nobody even gives a shit, you know?
So that's the bad thing is, and I would say that I was, I kind of glossed over how I'd planned, you know, and I kind of wanted to talk about that. It just didn't fit in when I was telling my story, but this sounds so fucking dark, but I wanted to hang myself in the garage because I knew that my wife would eventually open the garage and see me. And that's what I wanted.
Really?
Yeah. And that's fucked up. You know,
it is. But what, I mean, so when you were talking to the psychiatrist, I'm assuming you told him that.
Yeah. We just froze up. What's that?
I'm assuming when you talked to the psychiatrist, you told him that.
Yeah.
So what did he give you any insight into that? I mean, what that would accomplish on your end? Why would you think that? Why would you think like that, I guess?
Because I was trying to hurt her. Because in my mind, she hurt me by leaving me, I guess. Fuck, I don't know.
No, I didn't know. I'm just trying to analyze the situation for my future career as a psychologist or whatever.
You will have 100% success rate of patients that went through with suicide.
That's the goal.
Hey, real quick, before you swallow them pills, can I get a couple nudes?
Oh, my God.
Real quick, can I finger your pussy?
If you say no, I'm going to do it anyways. It's just this is just asking as a courtesy.
Holy shit. Really, your answer is just going to decide how many fingers I use.
Yep.
But yeah, you go back to what they always say, you know, it's a permanent solution to a temporary problem, and that's, you know, I obviously didn't make that choice, and now I'm going to be able to see my daughter graduate, and I would have missed out on my granddaughter, everything. It's fucking stupid to even think about doing it now, you know.
Yes. Yeah. I mean,
you don't think that when you're in that mindset, you know, and that's why it's so hard to talk to people that are going through that, because at that time I was thinking there is zero chance that my life is going to get better. So what's the point, you know? And some douchebag saying, come on, man, it'll pass. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah. I have been on that end of it. I've talked a buddy down from suicide more than once. That's really the only experience that I have with it. And it's, I know that, it's no comparison, but it was fucking terrible. I couldn't sleep, you know, I mean, thinking about that kind of thing and talking him down, and you know what I mean? Like, he's got the gun in his fucking hand calling me on the phone. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, what the fuck do you even say to that, you know?
And
because like you said, all I can say is, I mean, you got so much to live for, and no matter what I say, he had something. Well, that doesn't matter or whatever. You right, know what I mean? Yeah.
And the bad part is that it really is the cowardly way out. You know, instead of just fixing what's wrong or dealing with what's going on, you just end it all. And who am I to judge when somebody decides that they can't deal with it anymore? You know, fucking life sucks. I understand that. I'm not saying pull the trigger, but who am I to judge and say that you're a coward for doing it? But I think you're a coward for doing it. You know, every person that, within our family, we've had more than a handful of people kill themselves, some closer than others. And it just leaves a ripple of pain, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. That's the part that gets me. I agree with you. Who am I to judge, you know, who are you, whatever, how you should be alive. But what you're doing is hurting everybody that is around you.
Yes. Yeah. And, but then again, you can look at it from the other side, that it's selfish, that it's selfish that people want you around and they're not there for you when you know, you're obviously in the middle of some deep shit and
yeah.
But
nobody wants to help, but then they want you around when they want on their terms.
Yeah, but
and, yeah, that makes sense, I guess.
So I had this buddy Jeff. We're still friends, actually. I just talked to him yesterday. I've been friends with him since he was in kindergarten, and he was really the person. And his and I relationship is a lot like yours and mine, where if I was going through something like that right now, maybe not right now, like with the shotgun in my fucking mouth, saying Anthony, I need to talk to you. But say a couple days later where the cuts are still fresh, mm-hmm. I would expect you to still take jabs. That's just the type of relationship that we have. And that's the uh-huh. relationship I have with this guy, you know?
Yeah.
And the first conversation that I had with him when he came over and he was just like, Doug, what in the fuck are you thinking, man?
Yeah.
And the first thing he said was, and you're going to do it like that? You're going to turn yourself into a human Christmas ornament? You know, because it was... I think the Christmas tree was still up or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was an interesting time in my life. Hopefully we can make a couple bucks off that.
Way to end strong.
All right. Thanks for, so I guess it's just a couple of you. Hope you enjoyed it.
Yep. Hopefully the more people get to hear this, the better. Is that that sounds so fucking terrible.
So you know what I was thinking is some of the longer stories, and I don't want every story to be my story, but I've got a bunch of fucking stories that could go 20, 30 minutes that I don't necessarily want to put on the show only because I don't want to take up the time.
Yeah.
But we could do this once a month.
The problem is, the problem that I have is that I am a horrible storyteller. I'm horrible at it. I'm horrible at talking. I can't even hold up my end of this fucking podcast.
All right. 25 minutes.
See? 25 minutes. See it?
All right. Thanks, everybody. Hopefully there's more coming. They won't all be suicide stories, but...
All right.
See you later.
Bye.
Well, I hope that you stuck through it. It would have sucked if you bailed out of that because you were bored.
Because you were bored. I'm sorry that the most traumatic time of my life bored you.
You know what? You guys are assholes.
See, we're projecting. We don't even know that happened, and we're projecting it on somebody and calling them assholes.
Anybody that's not listening to my voice right now is a fucking asshole.
What'd you say? I wasn't listening.
Before we get out of here, I want to thank everybody that voted for us on the Potter Madness on Twitter. It's a tournament going on. It's like a... What's that fucking March Madness thing?
You said it, March Madness. The 64, I think it's golf.
It's some
64 golf teams.
It's some sports ball tournament. But anyway, we were up against a a real cocksucker of a podcast that I'm glad we beat. I was okay with them. You know, it was friendly banter back and forth. And then when we beat them, they're like, well, we should have had a porn star advertised for us too or whatever.
Yeah, you should have.
Like,
what the fuck?
Like,
I mean, what do you want me to do about it?
Fucking douchebags.
Fucking sore losers, man.
So the podcast that we're up against this week is I knew it. This was on the top of my head. But anyway, it's a podcast that I like. It's the Pod Stuff.
Oh, okay.
And I like both of them. So if they win, I'm okay with it. But still vote for us.
Yeah, vote for us for sure. I'm not okay with it. We need to win this whole thing.
I sure hope that they don't like get all shitty with us like in the middle of it, because I don't want to badmouth them. I like them. I've never met them. I just like listening to them talk.
I'll badmouth them for you. It's cool. you don't have to worry about it.
Anyway, if you follow us on Twitter, please vote for us all the way through this thing. And everybody that did, we appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks.
Go to our voicemail and give us a call. I don't remember the number, so you're going to have to look it up somewhere. Call information.
Starts with a five. Just call. Start with five and dial all the numbers.
Is there an information still?
Like, I got a phone book in my yard the other day. So there must be something going on.
I assume you always have a phone book in your yard.
God, that was fucking perfect. I walked right into that one.
All right.
Oh, shit. Oh,
you ready to get on with your weekend?
Yep.
Thank you, everybody. And I hate to try to be serious, but because I'm going to fuck this up. If you are experiencing something or you're going through something, just reach out to somebody. Don't kill yourself.
No, it helps. I mean, it may seem cliche or whatever, but it does help to talk to somebody, even if you don't think that they're helpful. Or I mean, it just helps to get that shit out, you know? Oh, yeah, you fucked it up. You say I fucked it up. Fucking laughing at me?
Yeah, but I was being quiet. Nobody could see that I was laughing.
Oh, I saw you.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
All right, bye.